Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed your blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone,
and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Fruitful person of God, or that you might be a child of God in such a way that you will be supplied with all that you need, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished, perfect unto all good works. Sometimes it seems that people have a way of robbing you of the only hope you may have, or throwing you off balance by simply saying a few words like, "You don't have to go to any church in order to be saved." Now, to believers, this challenges their faith. But to non-believers, this either comforts them or confuses them even more. However, in response, you might say, "Are you saying that sinners or non-believers can be saved without the church?" Also, you might say, regardless of what people in the church may say or do, time. The church is real, it exists, and it is essential. Because if a person doesn't have to be in the church to be saved, then there is no value in the Lord's blood. There is no value in his headship of the church. And there's no value in reconciliation. There's no value in glorification. There's no value in sanctification. If there is no value in these things, then no one is saved apart from outside. If there is no value to these things, then no one is saved apart from outside of the church. But one important point to remember is that Jesus died for sinners, that they might be saved. Where does Christ place those whom he saved, rescue, deliver, or redeem? That's the challenge before us. And no doubt, I love 2 Timothy 3 because Paul had left Timothy in Ephesus to fix some broken things within the church. And it gets sadly to say that those things that he had to fix began with the leaders, the teachers of the church in Ephesus. And he left them there for the express purpose. And they were involved in certain fables and false genealogies, allowing things to go unchecked. And even themselves, they were being bribed. They were acting in immoral ways. And that's why the first epistle of Timothy, when he lays out the qualifications of an elder, a shepherd, yes, that's a checklist for us to go by in many ways. But also, it's a moral compass. It is the guideline that Timothy was to use when he was to replace those false elders, false teachers that he had to go there and rebuke and correct. And so because there was a violation of each and every one of those points that he made, they were being the husband of one wife. They weren't designing. They were futile. They were guilty of all those things that he lays out. So Paul gives Timothy a corrective guideline to go by. But as we keep studying through these epistles, we come to chapter 3 because they had even gotten to the point that fables and mysticism and philosophies were the guidelines for the believers. And Paul was just encouraging Timothy. Say, look, Timothy, you have no room for the child. See, now, regardless of all they're saying, regardless of their teaching, regardless of what they are doing, they even question the integrity of some of the scriptures of these teachers. You kind of wonder how they got in these positions, but people go bad. But he reminded Timothy by way of encouragement, and that's what we're talking about this morning, the words of encouragement. No matter what people may say, well, all churches are not the same. Well, you can be saved in the church and go to any church at all. You hear all kinds of things. But as I mentioned, if the church is not essential, the only place for salvation, then there's no value to the Lord's blood because he purchased the church with his own blood. There's no value to his headship because the Bible says he's the head of the church. There's no value in reconciliation because the Bible says we are all reconciled in the church. There's no value in glorification because this is where we glorify God in the church. There's no value in sanctification because this is where the church is sanctified, and one day he's going to offer the sanctified church unto the Father. All of these facts are in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, 22, 2:16, 3:21, and 5:26. But I wanted to make this point here this morning where Paul says, but as for you, continue the things that you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know from whom you have learned them and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Because all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, that, or so that, the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good works. See, those of us who are in ministry or married to ministers or support the ministry or contemplating starting a ministry, you need to be of good cheer, you need to be of good faith, you need to be of good heart, because you have the guidebook of all guidebooks when it comes to supporting and sustaining and even starting your ministry. The Bible is your blueprint. And as you go on your way, you're going to have challenges within and probably without questioning and challenging what you're doing. But you need to be enriched. You need to be encouraged because ministry, if you just love any old body could do a thing, then any old body would be doing it. But it takes a special woman, a special man, a special church to support ministry, design ministry, and sustain ministry. For those who are just contemplating going into ministry, I want to encourage you that it's the highest calling, but it's the greatest challenge as well. And for those of you who have been in ministry for many years, I want to encourage you to stick and stay and have that resilience you need to maintain your ministry. Sometimes you may be the only person supporting a certain project, but that's what your calling consists of. If you're supportive of a ministry or a ministry, I want you to know that if it wasn't worth start is not worth maintaining, not worth maintaining, fighting for its maintenance, then why did you start in the first place? Did you really go sit down and really pray and contemplate what it would entail? And that's why we must always be encouraged, as Paul encouraged Timothy, to stay with it, to pray about it, and don't become faint-hearted, because being in ministry is not for wimps, it's not for the faint-hearted. For those who love the Lord, the will to do whatever it takes to impress the Lord to a point that the Lord will say one day, well done, thy good and faithful service. So all of you on the call, don't mind what folks say, because everyone must appear before God and give an answer to the things done in their body, whether good or bad. I'm going to encourage you on this morning that God be our witness today. As we pray in the Son of Christ's name, amen. Let us pray. Mr. God, we're thankful for those who tuned in. Those who have challenges in their life, we pray that you continue to bless them, keep them, and guide them throughout their day. Allow them to retain the faith. Allow them to be gracious towards others. Allow them to continue to be thankful and show gratitude towards you for what you have done in their life. Guide us and keep us throughout this day. This we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.